weird dancing in all-night computer banking lobbies, unauthorized pyrotechnic displays, land art, earthworks as bizarre alien artifacts, strewn in state parks, burglarize houses but instead of stealing, leave poetic terrorist objects, kidnap someone and make them happy. Pick someone at random and convince them that they're the heir to an enormous, useless, and amazing fortune. Say, 5,000 square miles of Antarctica, or an aging circus elephant, or an orphanage in Bombay, or a collection of alchemical manuscripts. Later, they will come to realize that for a few moments they believed in something extraordinary, and will perhaps be driven as a result to seek out some more intense mode of existence. Bolt up brass commemorative plaques in places, public or private, where you have experienced a revelation or had a particularly fulfilling sexual experience. Go naked for a song. Organize a strike in your school or workplace on the grounds that it does not satisfy your need for indolence and spiritual beauty. Graffiti art loaned some grace to ugly subways and rigid public monuments. Poetic terrorist art can also be created for public places. Poems scrawled in courthouse lavatories. Small fetishes abandoned in parks and restaurants. Xerox art under windshield wipers of parked cars. Big character slogans pasted on playground walls. Anonymous letters mailed to random or chosen recipients. Mail fraud. Pirate radio transmissions, wet cement, the audience reaction or aesthetic shock produced by poetic terrorism ought to be at least as strong as the emotion of terror. Powerful disgust, sexual arousal, superstitious awe, sudden intuitive breakthrough, Dada-esque angst. No matter whether the poetic terrorism is aimed at one person or many, no matter whether it is signed or anonymous, if it does not change someone's life, aside from the artist, it fails. Poetic terrorism is an act in a theater of cruelty which has no stage, no rows of seats, no tickets, and no walls. In order to work at all, poetic terrorism must categorically be divorced from all conventional structures for art consumption, galleries, publications, media. Even the guerrilla situationist tactics of street theater are perhaps too well known and expected now. An exquisite seduction carried out not only in the cause of mutual satisfaction, but also as a conscious act in a deliberately beautiful life may be the ultimate poetic terrorism. The poetic terrorist behaves like a confidence trickster whose aim is not money, but change. Don't do poetic terrorism for other artists. Do it for people who will not realize, at least for a few moments, that what you have done is art. Avoid recognizable art categories. Avoid politics. Don't stick around to argue. Don't be sentimental. Be ruthless. Take risks. Vandalize only what must be defaced. Do something children will remember all their lives, but don't be spontaneous unless the poetic terrorist muse has possessed you. Dress up. Leave a false name. Be legendary. The best poetic terrorism is against the law. But don't get caught. Art as crime. Crime as art.